Hey guys, I want to touch base with you. It's noon again here in Southern California, and we're going to be praying together every day at noon. As much as I can, I'm going to come to the prayer wall. I believe there's so much power here at the prayer wall, and as you know, there's just hundreds and hundreds of requests behind me. People have been praying for years, and this is a great place for us to find our faith and to pray together. So also, I want to hear from you guys. So as you jump on, I'm going to give a few minutes for people to get on. Just shoot me some words of encouragement, maybe a scripture that you enjoy that we can actually share with one another. It would really be great if we can begin to talk to one another through this live stream here on Facebook and hear from one another. Invite your friends, people that just need a break from the world, people that literally just say, hey, I every day at noon, straight up noon, I'm going to go to prayer. So for those of you that follow us and you're in New York or in Denver or on another time zone, it'll be noon Pacific Standard Time that we pray together. So please share this link with people. I know there's a lot of social media post out there right now. There's a lot of people going live with their ministries. There are a lot of people who are praying and believing, and we've got a lot of people, you know, sharing humor. So we know that right now social media is a great way for us to share our faith and to share truths, which is great. But I believe that we're going to be praying from the Word of God. We're going to be talking from the Word of God. We're going to be praying together. So I believe this is a great place for us to unify. So love you. I'm looking at everybody. Jennifer, you're on, and a couple other people are just jumping on. So gosh, just shoot me a hello, and we'll just kind of talk together. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. The thing that hit me this morning, guys, and just listen to me and share this truth, and as God shows you in your heart, there are so many people right now sharing truths. This morning as I was drying my hair, Christine Kane popped on, Havala popped on, Stephen Furtick. I mean, all the people I love to watch. And everybody's going live and everybody's talking and they're giving us words of encouragement. And hey, Wendy, I see you. Hi, Lorraine, my love, good to see you. So guys, all of these great truths, but listen to me, woman of influence. What happens if social media shuts down? What happens if you have to depend on your faith? What if you have to depend on your knowledge? What do you have to depend on? What happens like if like everything shuts down and you're like, God, where do I go now? You go to the source. You go to the Word. You allow Holy Spirit to teach you. You allow Holy Spirit to speak to you. Now listen to me. I want to be your pastor. I want to be your coach. I'm going to come to the wall as much as I can. I'm going to pray with you. We're all coming together. Look, all you guys jumping on. This is great. Hi, Laura. All you guys jumping on. We're here together. We don't see each other, but we're here together. Hi, Karen. You're there. Hi, guys. We're here. And how great that we have this platform right now. As I'm shouting out your names, even though I can't see you, we're here. We're here in spirit. We're here praying together. We're believing together. But back to what I was saying, what if all of the social media opportunities shut down? And there was an overload this morning when I did an Instagram live because so many people are trying to get on these platforms. So what happens if it's dependent on you? Well, girlfriend, and I know a lot of men are watching, even though this is women of influence, a lot of men have jumped on as well. Guys, you have to know where to go. You have to know, listen to me, you have to know how to get in the Word of God, to get on your face, to be still, and know that He is God. So we're going to equip you. We're going to empower you. We're going to teach you and train you. We're living in days right now. It may be days, it may be weeks. You know, it might be months, I don't know, but we're going to pour into you so that you know what to do if you are alone. So let me give you a couple of verses right now. Write these down and let me teach you how I meditate. So when I get up and I open up my Word of God, here's the Word of God, and I sit down, one thing you can do, as many of you already know, you can read a proverb a day. There's 31 proverbs. So every day, whatever day of the week it is, read that proverb. And don't read it just for information, read it for transformation. Hello? Don't just read it for information, read it for transformation. So you say, what is the word of God saying to me? The Bible tells us that the word of God is able to pierce our hearts and our minds. So what'll happen is he's speaking. It's his word. It's his breath. It's his instruction. So as I begin to look at the word of God, for instance, this morning in Philippians. Now listen, Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7, I want to read to you. Be anxious about nothing. Now stay with me, guys. This is our teaching for today before we go into our prayer. Be anxious for nothing. How in the world can I be anxious about nothing? I get up this morning, the first thing I hear, there's an earthquake in Salt Lake City, and it's Fox News and CNN and all these news streams, and there's false news out there, and there's people telling us things the government's going to shut down. No, it's not going to shut down. There's money coming. No, there's not money coming. And in all this uncertainty with all this media overload, how can I not be anxious? But see, we live in what we call an upside down world. The physical world wants to bring fear and uncertainty and confusion, but God's spirit brings peace and calmness. So when God tells you be anxious about nothing, he's literally telling you, look, do you believe I've got this or not? Do you believe that even in the midst of uncertain times, and I'm going to be honest with you, as much as I'm concerned, I know that we're going to not only come through it, but we're going to come through it stronger as a church and as families. We're going to work through this. And if we don't have the tools and the resources to know how to handle difficult times, you guys, how are we going to handle the next one? And the next one will come. So this is a training ground for us to know how to deal with adversity when it comes. So he says, be anxious about nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Prayer and supplication. Supplication is just making your request to God. So right now, I began to pray for people in Salt Lake City. I mean, it's a major, it was like, I think a 5.8. That's a big earthquake. So begin to pray over them, to intercede for them, to pray a spirit of peace and calmness over that city, over our governor and over our mayor and over our president. Holy Spirit, we pray, and I'm teaching you right now, guys, before we pray, I'm teaching you how to do this. So it's not enough for me just to pray for you if I'm not equipping you and teaching you. So I this morning pray, Holy Spirit, I pray that your Holy Spirit come and give peace and calmness, a steadfast mind, an accurate mind, give wisdom and revelation on how to act, that we would not react, but we would act with wisdom, that we would act with patience and discernment. God, give us the mind of Christ to see what you see. We call heaven down. We call anointing down in Jesus' name. We pray over those that are in the hospital. We pray for a vaccination in Jesus' name. So you see how you have to begin to pray. That's why you're not anxious, but by supplication and with request, you let God know what's in your heart. He says, let your request be made known unto God. So right now, join me right now. Everybody that's on right now, Jen, you're on here as well too. All of you people that are on, we are lifting up right now prayers to the throne room of God. We are lifting up prayers right here from Orange County, from Anaheim, California. For everyone that's watching, we're joining together. We're lifting up right now. We pray for President Trump. We pray for protection over our president. We pray you give him wisdom from above in Jesus' name, that it would not be the strategies of man, but it would be the strategies of God, that you would give him insight. You give him a pathway. You'd show him a plan that doesn't come even just from the counsel of man, but comes from the counsel of God. In Jesus' name, we begin to pray. We're stirring up heaven. We're stirring up the heavenly host, and we're praying for strategies and wisdom and revelation and knowledge, not of this world, but supernatural, that we would get through this crisis on a supernatural realm. That's how you pray. And then it goes on in Philippians 4, 7, and the peace of God. Listen, do you know the shalom peace? Many of you are sitting at home right now with your children, with your husband. You're wondering, do I have enough water? Do I have enough milk? Do I have enough essentials? I noticed today where even Amazon saying that they're going to clear the shelves for just essential items. When I just drove here, it's like barren out there. I just saw someone walk to the post office and they got on this black mask, and I'm going, what world are we living in? But God, what you tell us right here, you tell us in the peace of God, which transcends all your understanding. Listen to me. You got to have the mind of Christ through this time. You can't be listening to the news feeds and the media feeds and all the cray-crays that are out there. You sit in stillness and silence, and you bathe yourself. You bathe yourself right now. It transcends all our understanding. So We just breathe, and we breathe that the peace of God would fill our mind, the peace of God would fill our hearts, that there would be new inventions that come out of this, that there would be strategies that come out of this, new businesses that come out of this, ideas, that the church would stand strong. Do you understand the difference between the mindset of the world and the mindset of Christ? He gave us these words in the Word of God because he knew that end times were coming. And end times will continue to come. We will get through this. I promise you, I know it. But there will be another one to come. So how do we learn to strategize in these times? How do we grow strong? And then he says, well, guard your hearts and your minds. Are you guarding your heart? What's in your heart? If there's fear in your heart, uncertainty in your heart, anger in your heart, question in your heart, rid yourself of that. Get alone. I'd said earlier, the Bible tells us in Matthew that we need to go into our prayer closet. And I wonder if that's a literal closet. If some of you need to say, I have to just go into my closet. It's the only place. It's so cute. We were just at our daughter's house, and our little Gracie Bell has a little closet she can close the door in. And she likes to play peekaboo. And she'll go in there and she'll close the closet door and then peek out. And I had this thought, and I thought, maybe we need to go into our closet. Maybe we need to go in there and shut the closet door and just get alone and to pray. Listen, it's about you right now. Pray over your family. Pray over your businesses. Pray over what's going on in the world. But listen, friend, I have to teach you how to get alone and be okay to pray. Be okay to be where God wants you to be. Now is the time. Now is the time. There's another scripture I want to share with you, and it's in John 16. It says, have I not said to you, these things will come, but you will have peace. And in the world, you will have tribulation. This does not take our God by surprise. In this world, you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Do you believe he has overcome everything that's happening? Listen, this is not just a crisis in our world. I mean, in our country right now, it's a crisis in our world. But he says, take heart. I have overcome the world. And so I want to pray with you right now. And then I want to leave you with something that I wrote that I think could be really, really helpful. So join me, all of you that are on right now. I know there's a lot of you on. Thank you guys. Keep just sharing. If you have a verse, you have something you want to share with me. A lot of you are just, hey, thanks. I'm just checking right now. A lot of you are sharing right now that you're on and you're praying. So give me a word of something that you want to talk about. But let's just pray together. Let's join our hearts. You have nowhere else to go. You have nothing else to do. This is a perfect time for us to unify with our minds and our hearts. Father God, as I pray at this wall and everyone that's on this feed right now, we join hearts right now. Just begin to pray out loud with me, wherever you are, pray out loud with me. Father, we as women of influence are rising up. We're rising up in the spirit realm. We are calling these things so. We are praying right now for a vaccine in Jesus' name, that you would expedite, Father, this vaccine, that you would give wisdom and clarity to all of the scientists that are working for a vaccination. We, as women of influence, are stirring up the heavens right now with our requests. We're making our requests known in Jesus' name. So we pray that this would come quickly. We would pray for tests to come quickly, that we would find out who are carriers of this so that they can get help and they can get medical attention. God, we pray for a stop in Jesus' name, a stop of this disease and of this virus. We pray that you would teach us, Father, how to be clean, how to wash our hands, and to be smart so that, Father, we can be prepared against these things. But God, we mostly pray right now in Jesus' name for a sense of calm over our cities, our families, our community, in Jesus' name, a calm over our government, over our president. God, we pray that there would not be dissension in political parties in Jesus' name, but this would bring unity. God, you take times of crises like this and you unify. Father, you teach us how to pray with one another, to stay strong. I pray in Jesus' name that you would shut the mouths right now of any negative naysayers, anyone who would bring dissension, anyone that would bring fear or panic over our country. God, shut them up in Jesus' name. Teach us as your church to rise up with words of encouragement and words of life. Teach us how to speak life. That is what will set us apart as the church. We will be life-giving speakers, not words of doom and gloom. So teach us how to stand as light. Teach us how to stand and bright in Jesus' name. Teach us how to put a hedge of protection, a prayer around our family. God, I pray for those moms and dads that are home right now with their children. Would they teach them, just like the Bible taught us, to teach our children to rise up in the morning and bless one another, to speak life over one another. God, I pray that there would not be tension or a sense of aggravation in our homes, but we would be disciplined. It's almost like we need to be soldiers in our own home. And so we have a schedule of discipline, time to laugh, time to learn, time to rejoice. We cook together, we clean together, we live together. We are the family. So teach us how to be a family of our intimate personal families and the family of Christ. We pray that in Jesus' name. And so God, I begin to just pray that the spirit realm would teach us to see what you see. We lift our eyes to heaven. We lift our eyes to heaven and we pray that you would teach us to see what you see. God, you're showing me that, again, this is an upside down world. We can't look at what the world physically is saying. We have to look at the supernatural realm and how you're teaching us to see in this time what you see. So Father, we pray that over our house, over our church. And God, right now I just had this, I'm sitting here right now, everybody in the lobby at the church, and we have our donation bin. And we're going to be collecting donations on Sunday from 9 to noon. And even though we can't get out and have church, I think you can still drive. We'll see what happens by Sunday. But we're going to have our bin out there, and you're going to be able to drop in your canned foods and your non-perishable foods. We've got somebody here on staff that will be collecting those. You don't even need to get out of your car. We want to be here as a community for Boys and Girls Club and Teen Challenge and Grandma's House and other people that we want to give these non-perishables to. We can still be the church. We can still minister to our community. We can still touch lives. So guys, we want to do that. We want to say what's countercultural. It's not just about me hoarding and me making sure I have enough. I better have extra. Who supplies your need? It's God that supplies your need. And this is a good time for us to depend on God. So we will be collecting those items on Sunday from 9 to noon here at Influence Church. You will not have to get out of your car. Someone will be taking those from you. We'll have plenty of hand sanitizer as we take that from you. But it's a time for the church to stand strong. So listen, guys, as we're praying together, continue. I want to teach you, continue to pray. Pray over your babies. Pray over your children. Pray over your marriage. Pray over just that there would not be any more illness. Pray for a cure. Pray for the president. Let your meditation go up. Let your words go up. You're going to learn how to be a prayer warrior through this time. You're going to learn how to read God through this time. You're going to learn how to be strong through this time. And what I want to do right now, I want to pull up something I wrote in my phone. I think I actually have it right here, but I want to read it to you. When I was in the shower this morning, this is what God just said to me. He said, this is when. This is when. This is when. I just kept hearing that. That's how you know it's from God, because it doesn't make any sense to you until you sit and listen. I got out of the shower. I dried off. And I said, what, God? And he said, this is when. This is when you learn to pray. This is when you read your Bible. This is when you think of others. This is when your character grows. This is when your faith deepens. This is when. Now's the time. Now's the time. This is when. Listen to me, who's ever online right now, and please share this link. This is when you grow. I love you so much. I want to teach you and I love you, but this is when you get the word. This is when you get on your knees. This is when you share with others. So guys, listen, I love you. I'll be back tomorrow at noon with another message with some more scriptures. It just keeps us together. Join me. Please invite others to come. I can't tell who's all on here, but I see a lot of you on here right now. So just let me know how I can minister to you. I'm just trying to push this up right now. And Marissa, Cheryl, Carolyn, Gigi, you're on. Faye, you're on. Naomi, hi, you guys, so much. Hi, Maria, you're here. Listen, I just want you to know Cynthia is here. Selena is here. Hi, guys, just a quick hearts. Come on, give me some hearts right now. Merle, you're on. Faye, you're here. Again, Selena, Sarah, I just want you to know, hey, I see all you guys. Debbie, Taylor, hi, girl. Karen, you're on. again, just more of you guys. Laura, again, Cynthia, another Cynthia, Lucy, all you guys. Hey, shout out. The reason I want to read your names, hi, lots of hearts coming, hi, because I want you to know we're not alone. We're in this together. Hey, keep sending those hearts. Come on, just keep talking to me, guys, because what it shows is we're together in this. We're not alone. We may be isolated, but we're not separated. Isolation, not separation. So listen, we are here. It's kind of like that underground church, that first church that was in hiding. Hey guys, this is it actually in a weird kind of way. Come on, I'm loving the hearts. Just keep them coming because it makes us stronger together. And yeah, Lucy says, thank you. All you guys are saying thank you. And I just thank you to you guys because this is a time, it's a platform that we have. Just think the early church didn't have this platform. They didn't have a place to be able to unify with one another, but we have this. So even though you're in your homes, we are together in spirit. Pick up your Bible. Keep saying to yourself, this is when, this is when. Hey, just shout that out to me right now. Type it out to me. This is when, this is when. Come on, I'm seeing them coming through. This is when, this is when. Come on, Maria, this is when. Karen, this is when. Kimberly, this is when. Amber, this is when. Leanne, this is when, this is when. Lucy, this is when. This is when you grow. This is when your character is growing. This is when your family stands strong. This is when. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. Take us through the next 24 hours. We're going to be back together in 24 hours. Help us watch the words of our heart and the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart. Help us to be strong. Girls, be disciplined. Don't let the enemy win. Don't let him win in fear. Don't let him win in anger. Try to speak kindness to the people in your homes. This is when you're growing. I love you guys so much. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.